From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Recently appointed head of Mozilla, Brendan Eich, has stepped down. Eich was a co-founder of Mozilla, the organization that makes Firefox. After being appointed to CEO late last month, he was caught in controversy because of a $1,000 contribution several years ago to support Prop 8. That's the California ballot proposition that would ban same-sex marriage in the state. Many Mozilla employees began to voice concerns their new CEO was not fit to head what is seen as a progressive tech company. Dating website OkCupid earlier this week asked Firefox users to stop supporting Mozilla because of its CEO's politics. Casey Newton has been reporting on this for The Verge. Newton says calls for Eich's departure reached a tipping point.
There's been mounting pressure from people all over the Mozilla community. The argument that they're making is that he can't be an effective leader when his values opposing same-sex marriage oppose the value of Mozilla as an organization.
It's also interesting to me that he, in his early sort of blog response, he actually seemed to, you know, essentially defend his right to have these feelings, but just say that they wouldn't interfere with his work at Mozilla.
That's right. And I think that many people in Mozilla ultimately just didn't believe them. They felt hurt that he made the donation in 2008. But I think more than that, they felt upset that he hadn't shifted his position to something more supportive of same-sex marriage.
I know there's been discussion in recent days about sort of a schism in the board. Do we have a sense of how some of the stuff behind the scenes was playing out?
The board actually interviewed 25 other candidates before they settled on Eich, and we're told that the three board members who quit did not actively support his being named CEO. And so as the pressure mounted, I think it was probably easy for the remaining board members to say, you know what, we were never all that excited about this guy to begin with.
Does this tell us anything about the public discussion about leadership at tech companies?
Well, Mozilla is a really unusual case because it has this policy of openness, and it actually encouraged its employees to get on the internet, to write blog posts, to tweet about how they felt. And so you had this extraordinarily public discussion that would be unimaginable in almost any other company. You know, at the same time, though, I would note that among the major tech companies, there's tons of support for same-sex marriage. So Eich's views really did kind of appear out of step with the broader tech community.
Casey Newton is a senior reporter at The Verge. Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, we reached out to Mozilla for this story. The company declined to comment.